And welcome to Single Malt Sober. Today, I have my friend Simon with me. I finally got him on the podcast. I've been talking about this with him since I started it, and he is my like sidebar counselor at all times. Mm-mm. Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. I'm going to call you out. It is unofficial, and I do not pay him.
Unofficial and unethical.
And unethical, completely. But one of the things he's been talking to me about is getting me into meditation. I am looking for other avenues and other lifestyles to, make more of a change in my life. Sobriety has been amazing, but that's just a side thing of like real things that I'm going to have to really work on within myself. And I think it's good to do things holistically. It's not just one quick fix. You don't get sober and you're happy. Like there's some deep innate stuff that I still have to work on. And I think meditation and being mindful and being in the present is something that I need to incorporate more. What do you think?
Yeah, I completely agree.
Okay.
Of course.
Of course?
Of course, yeah.
So we just did a little meditation. I'm not going to lie. We tried to do this podcast already and the sound was bad, but it was a great podcast. And so this time again, you made me meditate before we started.
Yeah. Maya seems surprised.
Again.
Well, she's looking at me like, of course I'm going to ask you to meditate.
I just knew it was coming.
Podcast on
it was
breathing.
Coming. Yeah.
So what, you know what, like, What was that like compared to the first one? I'm actually really curious.
The first one was good.
Okay.
This one was not as easy for me.
This one wasn't as easy.
It was really hard to bring my mind to the present right now.
Yeah. Did you find it distracting that I was talking?
No. I found the talking helpful.
That was
great. It brought me back.
It brought you back?
It brought me back.
I wasn't sure if I was
No, it was good. It was good. No, that part was great. The talking was good. Guided meditation, I think, is really, really great.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead.
Well, what interests you about meditation?
Because I am an OCD, ADHD, all the D's.
All the D's.
All the D's.
Can you say that on this podcast?
I can say that on this podcast. I'm all the D's. And so I think it is something that will help center me. I really want to get into hot yoga too.
Hot yoga. Okay.
And yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah, right? Just all the things.
Mm-hmm.
I got a treatment and I felt very like in the now
mm-hmm.
again. And now I've gone like right back
yeah.
to like that crazy old movie
mm-hmm.
that I need to stop replaying
yeah.
in my head. I can't change the past. So I really want to start learning how to just be more present.
Be more present.
Oh, yeah. When they're like, does your mind wander? I'm like, it's never not wandered.
Mm-hmm.
It's never really where it should be.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. But you talked a little bit about just after you came out of treatment.
Yeah.
What was that like?
I didn't have a phone or music or really television for like 2 months. And it was...
You mentioned that last time.
It was really nice.
That made a big... Big difference.
Because I had to deal with all the things I was dealing with in the moment I was dealing with them.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't have any escape. I didn't get to look on my TikTok when right. I don't want to think about something or like distract myself or like I didn't have the option.
Yeah.
So I really, because of my somatoform, like I really had to like calm my body and my thoughts and like get back to myself.
And you were able to do that.
Yeah. Over 2 months. It didn't start off that way.
Did you meditate there?
I tried a little bit.
Is that something that
they do? They do in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do in the morning. And yeah, it was good. It was really centering, which is important. Cause
you even allowed to leave?
No,
like,
you can't.
It's like,
no,
like Smith, a prison camp?
No, yeah, it's like a prison camp. No, yeah. You can't leave.
Is there a garden?
Yeah, there's a little garden.
Cool.
Yeah. But you can't leave.
Mm-hmm.
If you leave, you stay left.
You stay left.
Like you can leave if you want to.
Yeah.
They'll try and talk you out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the best option is to stay there. Even when it's uncomfortable. because you're normally running from something and you're going to run to something else.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, looked at all the different ways to like help myself in that respect. It's good to not have a distraction when you're really trying to work on yourself. Right? And so I cannot come out and expect things to change if I don't continue to try and work on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So I don't understand why I've been putting this off. I don't know. Because I've like let it get to this point now where it's like you're almost 2 years out. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, you lost it again, Langston. Like you lost the plot completely.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's where you're.
That's where I feel right now. I feel like I lost the plot.
Yeah.
So, like, and myself a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I came out a different person, and I would like to get back to her a little bit.
Yeah.
No more.
What do you need to do that?
Start being more in the moment, start being more controlled with my thoughts and where my attention goes.
I'm reading a couple books right now, but you just used the word control.
Yes.
And this is problematic.
My counselor calls me out for it too.
Okay. Well, I'm not your counselor.
No,
side, let it be known.
Side one.
at least from a place of breath work and meditation, just I hear you saying the word control, and you know, even in one of the recent chapters that I just read, and it's talking about if your mind is constantly active,
mm-hmm.
it's always working on problems, it's trying to figure out. You know, how to make everyone happy, how to do the things. It's always working on these things. And so if you decide to get in the mud and wrestle mm-hmm. with your mind, you won't win, right? If you choose to engage with an idea when it comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And so this last chapter that I read was all about letting go. Mm-hmm. How do you let go? You know, when something that comes up that really bothers you, whether it's like a conversation that went badly or a thing you didn't do or whatever it is, and it provokes like anxiety and guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then you have this idea and you have these thoughts and you have these beliefs that come in, right? And so these thoughts and beliefs create more discomfort in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we start playing out scenarios. And you think if you wrestle and you grapple with these thoughts – that you're going to get to a place where you can resolve the thing,
mm-hmm.
right? And so it lures you in. And the further you go in, because you're like, no, I'm going to get to the bottom of this and I'm going to figure this out. This is the idea of control. And you have decided to engage. This is the problem. As soon as the idea, the thought, or the feeling that is uncomfortable mm-hmm. comes up, you have to let go there.
Yeah.
How do you do that? You simply let go.
Yeah.
And I know that is maybe cheesy to hear or is easier said than done, but there's this moment when I've been exploring this recently where it comes up and you want to fucking solve this thing. You want to solve this thing, or you can just recognize that you're uncomfortable and you feel a certain way, or your thoughts are just going to be there. And here's the thing. When you're lost in your thoughts, you're not aware that you're having the thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You're in there and you're wrestling and you're experiencing these thoughts. As you become present in the moment and mindful, you recognize that you're having these thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You are not your thoughts. You're experiencing these thoughts. And so let yourself experience the thoughts. Let yourself experience the uncomfortable emotions. And this is the thing. People don't want to feel guilty or anxious or angry or sad. They want to experience emotions that make them feel good. But this is the human experience. You are going to experience all of these emotions. They're not permanent. if you wait long enough, you will experience something different. And there's an acceptance piece to, here you are, like an old friend. And I had an odd, I don't know what you call it, a metaphor or something like that. A gentleman, or let's say a lady, is walking through a park.
Okay.
And there's all these children playing, and mm-hmm. they all have different temperaments. Mm-hmm. You're walking through the park, and one of these children runs up to you. And this child's really angry, and it's screaming, and it's yelling, and it's yelling. It's very tempting to want to attend to mm-hmm. this child. Or you can accept that this child's upset and in distress and just walk with the child.
Mm-hmm.
And sooner or later, that child will run off, and another child's going to run up to you. And this child's very guilty, and it's got a knot in its stomach, and it just doesn't feel good about the things, and it needs everything to seem okay, right? And you can tell that this child's in distress, and you want to attend to the child. But the mindfulness piece, the letting go of control piece, is simply being okay mm-hmm. walking with that child mm-hmm. and recognizing that that's an experience that you're having, and it's okay that you're having. These are thoughts that you're having, and you're always going to have thoughts that cause you discomfort and distress.
Of course. Is this your metaphor for how to deal with your feelings?
it's a metaphor that came into my head the other day when I was trying to explain that idea of kind of like some mindfulness teachers talk about kind of when a big feeling comes up, that we don't like, we're often averse to it and we want to run from it. Embracing it like you would a friend who's distraught, who showed up at your place, and it's like, oh, I see you and I've got you.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Nate and I have talked about this kind of thing where it's like, are you going to open up the door? Or maybe it's you. I think Nate has a very similar metaphor of opening up the door and seeing that person and deciding.
And then just shutting the door.
You
shut the door or let them in?
You got to shut the, acknowledge them, acknowledge their presence, but don't get into it.
Mm.
Because you're going to have to choose to either like let them in and be like that, like sad Nate comes in the door, or you acknowledge its presence and, you know, try and move on.
Yeah.
And it's very true. I feel like I absolutely bottle up my feelings. Like I will do anything to not deal with it in that moment. Like it is like, I'm a ninja.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm an emotional ninja.
Mm.
And, then I feel like I'm the Black Widow. Mm-hmm. I feel like that a little bit, where I'm just like,
just, do you want to kill men?
No, like Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
That's a like lot. A little bit like tied up, but I'm like, okay, I'm going to deal with this right now.
Right.
But I'll just try and avoid, I'll just try and fight through it instead of like dealing with it.
When you say dealing with it, what do you mean?
Well, as you're saying, like comfort it.
Right.
Understand. Why is this happening?
Having some compassion.
Having some compassion. I have compassion for everyone on the planet.
No, I do.
Except for me.
Yeah.
You've called me out. Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit.
Payback.
So sometimes Simon
public
and I,
shaming.
Sometimes both Simon and I will use things against each other that I've said, and vice versa. And it's like
I would never do that.
You would never do something like that ever. I'm definitely. We were walking a couple of weeks ago, and I was talking about how I was just so tired of myself, and it felt like one of my hamsters is like dead on a wheel. And Simon sent me a meme that said sometimes hamsters are just sleeping.
No, they pretend to be dead.
They pretend to be dead. So I'm hoping that the two align again.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do you want to meditate?
I do.
You do.
I do. I have to.
Well, hold on. I don't believe I've ever pushed meditation on you. I believe I've I've suggested.
You've suggested
I've
it.
I've suggested it.
Multiple times.
But you say you want to do it.
I do.
You're serious about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I am.
What's holding you back?
Probably just, again, that like self-compassion aspect for myself. Possibly. I know. It's like sitting with myself.
Yeah, okay. So sitting with yourself is extremely difficult.
It's not easy. Yeah.
No, it's not easy. It's not easy. It sounds like you've done that before, though.
Yeah.
And you experienced a difference.
Yeah.
I guess the thing that just is standing out for me right now is not even the meditation piece.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's that when you went to treatment, you didn't have all your electronics.
Yeah.
And you didn't have your distractions. And I'm just, you know, how much time are you spending with electronics?
Well, I work behind a computer all day.
Yeah, and so how many other screens do you have going?
I have a screen on in the background.
You do?
I do.
Okay, and I, yes.
I do.
I know that.
You do know that.
Yeah, and...
And then I have a screen that I check frequently.
Yeah, so you got multiple screens
going. I got multiple
screens.
Throughout the day.
And then in the evening?
Yeah, I probably have two screens on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you'll get to meditating until those screens go off.
How long do my screens have to go off?
I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea how long the screens have to go off for. But you've talked about being in the treatment center and experiencing this.
But I had a lot of people around me too, right?
People.
So I am totally.
Is that a missing piece?
Well, in some regards, probably. I definitely socialize with people, but again, living alone by yourself, you tend to put on an episode of Friends to keep you company a little bit. And so maybe I need to sit with myself.
Well, it's interesting because you're talking about maybe there's a missing piece and there's people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm alone. And so I put on Friends and it's comfortable. And this is what people are doing when they're trying to distract themselves or trying to seek comfort. How long, if you forced yourself, and this is much harder said than done, and I'm not, honestly, I also think you should be really kind and patient with yourself because I think you're so compassionate and have done incredible work so far. Think about where you're at. I mean, it's pretty incredible, actually, where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the hamsters are tired.
The hamsters
and
are so
spinning,
tired.
And you're not feeling good.
Yeah.
But you have come. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you and I believe in you.
Thank you.
You know, and you've come so far.
Mm-hmm.
And the journey is just always going to be hills.
It's always going to be hills.
Some up and some down. What was jumping out at me there, though, is I put on the TV because I'm lonely.
Yeah.
If you were to remove the TV, you might be lonely. That's okay. How long until you sit in that loneliness until suddenly it promotes action? Because the thing that you're missing is that time with people.
Mm.
Now you take action because you're sitting with that. And, you know, my criticism towards kind of like, and I meditate every single day and it's changed my life. And I'm going to continue to meditate. On the other side of that, though, there are real challenging things that happen in the world that do change how we feel. And so taking action as well, not just, you know, when you're sitting with yourself and practicing being okay with experiencing the feelings you're having and also recognizing that your thoughts are just a runaway train and that's cool. That's just the train that they're on and not having to engage with it. But allowing yourself to feel those feelings. Mm-hmm. And if they're prevalent for long enough, then taking action. Because they may tell you something that you need. And if you're feeling that way and not doing the thing that you need to do, which is connect with other people when you're mm-hmm. feeling lonely and you don't like that, so you turn on the electronics, you know, maybe you're trying to tell yourself something. And I think you already know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I honestly believe people know more than they realize, myself included, because mm-hmm. I doubt myself and I get lost and I certainly don't have it all figured out. And you know that. And in fact, Maya's been a huge support role for me, and she's provided strength in times where I've been really low, and it's very reciprocated. So I'm very grateful for you. In fact, I can't imagine being where I'm at in my healing journey without you.
Well, that's sweet.
It's true.
It's a give and take. It's a give and take.
Yeah, and that's you know, really what I'm getting at is, like, I believe that you know what you need.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, you won't create any space to listen.
Mm-hmm.
The noise, the distraction,
totally.
The screams,
yeah.
numbs it.
Yeah.
But if you feel it, you won't ignore it. You'll listen to it.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. You're like, I know I'm right.
Well, no. It's... You know, you can only know so much when you're not in somebody else's shoes. And only this is what I'm saying. I don't know. You know. But what I think I know, how many holes am I going to dig here? What I think I know is you're not creating enough space to listen to yourself.
I'm not.
Right? With all the screens and the technology forget about meditation. Like, if you want to meditate, I'm there for you. We can talk about meditation, but, like, as a starting point, figuring out a way to create just a little bit of time where you're like, ooh, I'm going to sit with this thing. And, oh, it feels okay. Well, you know, create some new coping strategies then.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That'd be $600.
Right? I love it.
Maya cooked me the most amazing dinner tonight.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I do.
And this is what I get to repay me. No, I'm just kidding.
I cook you this wonderful dinner, and this is how you repay me.
Oh my God, no, it was perfect. It was good.
Yeah, she asked for this, by the way.
I did.
She asked for this.
I asked for a side counseling.
Highly
session.
Unethical.
Oh, I love it. Well, thank you for being here tonight.
Yes.
Next time, we're just going to pick on you.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
We can go there.
No, we're not going there.
Oh, we're not? That's too X-rated for this show?
Oh, okay.
That's where this podcast draws the line. We're like, we're trying to help people.
Yeah.
We're trying to help people. We don't want to bring them down.
Yeah. No. Oh, my God. No.
I kid.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, thank you for being here, Simon.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay. Have a good night, everyone. Bye.